Welcome to this edition of Southern Illinois Wonders. I'm Jeff Williams. Acclaimed novelist Laura Benedict is a Southern Illinois-based writer. Her latest novel, Bliss House, will be in bookstores next month. As well as an author of dark suspense novels, she's also a mom, a wife, and charmingly paranoid.
Every writer, painter, photographer, great cook, anyone who creates anything has a unique point of view. Much in the way our past make us the people we are, the way an artist sees the world shapes their work. Me? I'm a writer who happens to be a lifelong paranoid. I live by the saying, just because you're paranoid, it doesn't mean someone isn't actually out to get you. I don't believe I'm clinically paranoid. I just see danger everywhere. The other night, my husband and I were putting trash at the end of our driveway, which is on a lonely country road. I made him cram a tall, heavy speaker stand we were throwing away in a loaded trash can because, I explained, the wind might blow the stand into the road, into a car's path, and the car might careen into our pond and disappear, drowning its occupants, and it would only be discovered decades from now. Children might have to grow up without their parents. What if it were a new driver behind the wheel? What if that happened to our son? It was so dark, I couldn't see his face. He hesitated a moment and said, "That's the most insane paranoid thing I've ever heard you say." This, from the man who listened patiently, while I blundered my way through my understanding of how a gang of three might execute a pincer maneuver to mug me as I went inside to pay at a gas station. And changed parking places, not once, but twice, because we were going to be right next to psycho vans. My name for any kind of van that doesn't have windows on the sides. Because, you know, the writing on the van might be fake. Anyone who's ever watched a TV crime show or knows any single thing about serial killers knows that. I've always had an active imagination that tended toward darkness. I remember I was in college when I called a friend to come over to my apartment because I was too scared to be alone. When he arrived, he laughed at me because I was sitting in the dark watching Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho. Honestly, I didn't see the connection, but it seems I do enjoy being frightened. I like the fantasy of darkness, the fantasy of danger. I suffered no childhood trauma to make me wary or terminally afraid. No one I know has been murdered. Perhaps that's why I seek the adrenaline rush of perceived or potential danger. Reading a novel or watching a suspenseful film is an easy, contained way to get my danger fix. Writing it is an even better way, though it took me a long time, almost 20 years, to put the two things together. When I started writing, I imagined my writing should have a lofty purpose. I tried my hand at pseudo-literary fiction, and it was indeed prosaic. Brief moments of profundity with the mildly flirtatious butcher, the collapse of a marriage over, yes, over a can opener. That story was called The Dirtiest Inch in the Kitchen. I know, appalling. Hardly a John Cheever or Virginia Woolf scenario. My stories never even approach those quotidian epiphanies achieved so perfectly by truly visionary writers. I understand now that I could neither create nor perceive them because that wasn't at all how I experienced the world. I need fantasy. I need dark suppositions and superstitions. The house I pass by on the way to the grocery store whose shades are pulled 24/7? Surely it's the home of a recluse whose happiness is stolen daily by the ghost of a better loved but evil sibling. The dry cleaning plastic on the bed? The weapon of choice for the killer who waits in the closet. This is my version of reality, and, strange as it may sound, I'm thankful for it. As I once heard a successful radio talk show host say, I'm able to turn what others might call a mental malfunction into a darned good living.
That's Laura Benedict. Her latest novel, Bliss House, is scheduled for release June 15th. Laura is the author of six novels, including The Devil's Oven. She's also an active blogger. You can check out her blog, Notes from the Handbasket, at laurabenedict.blogspot.com. Southern Illinois Wonders is produced in collaboration with the Illinois Humanities Council, a nonprofit organization that fosters cultural vitality in communities throughout the state. More information online at www.prairie.org. I'm Jeff Williams.